net and gross pricing. These are terms relating to how overhead and profit is included in an estimate. Under net pricing, only the net site cost is included when building up a unit rate for an item in a BQ. In other words, there's no allowance made in the unit rate for overhead and profit. The quantities are then extended using these rates and totaled up. This gives a final net site cost for the complete building. The profit and general overhead is then added as a lump sum on the end of the tender. It's usually a percentage which is applied to the net total cost, and also incidentally to the preliminaries. The tender figure is the total of the net cost, the prelims, and the overhead and profit. However, there is one major problem. Because the overhead and profit figure is an addition to the cost, it will show, in the case of a job done using a BQ, as an item on the final summary. This means that it will be apparent to the professional QS to whom the tender bills are being returned. Gross pricing, on the other hand, is where the overhead and profit is included in each of the rates for the items in the BQ. With this system, there's no separate item for profit and overhead on the end, and therefore the amount of it's disguised. This is much preferred by contractors, as their profit and overhead percentage is regarded as confidential information and it's commercially sensitive. So, because of this, almost all jobs are priced on a gross basis. However, as all the costs are computed on a net basis in the first instance, and this applies to whichever of the two systems you're running, this means that there is quite a lot of arithmetic to do to allocate the profit and overhead to each one of the items in the BQ. Now, this used to be a very tedious process involving a blunt HB pencil, but nowadays, of course, with the use of computers, it's extremely easy, and it's possible for adjudication purposes to produce a fully analysed bill, which simply shows the costs, and then once the adjudication meeting is over and the amount of profit and overhead has been decided, then it's possible to get the computer just to increase each rate by the profit and overhead percentage that was decided in the meeting and recalculate the entire bill. So, to sum up, gross pricing is the norm. Net pricing is something which everybody does as part of the routine estimating process, but you don't normally see a job actually submitted on a net price basis. Probably the only exception to this is where you've got negotiation, when the overhead and profit percentage may well have been one of the things which is open to discussion between the parties. That might possibly be because you're looking at a continuation contract where the contractor is already on site and there is more work coming through. And under those circumstances, big savings accrue to the contractor, and it's possible for the client side to negotiate downwards the client's overhead and profit percentage because of that.